Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Talking Penn State football for the next hour or so. Dustin Hawkinsmith. Greg Pickle is back with us. Had taken a little bit of a hiatus to be in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days and for some personal recreation time. He's back serving all of us with the latest in Penn State football. And it's a good time, too, coming off of Media Day weekend, which I don't know about you, Greg, but this is always one of my favorite events to cover of any area that I've worked in. It's just so cool to have free run at all the guys on the team. So you've seen a bunch of stuff come out. We'll touch on the highlights of that. We also have a commitment that feels like it was an eternity ago from Zachary Franks to break down a little bit. We'll discuss Urban Meyer at Ohio State. And we'll get around to Ask Greg a little bit later in the show. Before that, we do have a special announcement. Again, we've mentioned it for a couple weeks now. Our guy Mark at GoPSURV.com going all out for the season opener against Appalachian State. He's going to be renting his RVs for half price that weekend. Also has an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday and from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday that you can come check out. What he's got to offer, the 409 tailgate guys are going to be there with some good food, as always. Labatt Blue beer will also be there. Tailgate wine. So there's all kinds of good stuff happening there. You can check it out. GoPSURV.com. Greg, I think the highlight, obviously, of the first, you know, availability for both coaches and players in a while was the return of Manny Bowen. And why don't you just bottom line me what you took away from what James Franklin and Brent Pry did or didn't say about what his status is going to be?
Yeah, you know, I've thought a good bit about this, about it over the last couple of days. And I really think, Dustin, that they had to strike a balance between saying that they brought him back for reasons beyond the fact that, you know, James Franklin spent part of his opening statement talking about question marks at linebacker, but he wanted to project that Penn State did not bring Manny Bowen back simply because it has questions at linebacker. You're free to agree or disagree with that, but that's what he said. The other thing, too, is that I think they had to be careful with the way they phrased how they could use him this year, because you have a lot of guys that put a lot of work in for this team this offseason. It's not to say Manny Bowen didn't, but he was doing it by himself. These guys all did it as a team, the linebacker group that Brent Pry had and the strength staff had all winter during spring practice and then during the summer. Whereas with Manny Bowen, you know, I don't think he got back around the team until fairly recently. So I think it's a little bit of a slippery slope there, too, because you don't want to say, okay, this guy can get kicked off the team. Then all of a sudden we bring him back for camp and he's going to be a starter and a guy that we use a lot. And don't get me wrong, I think they'll eventually get to that point with him.
Yeah.
But listening to Brent Pry and listening to James Franklin, I think it will not be out of the chute. Obviously, he can do all the training by himself that he wants, but it's probably not the same as Penn State's training. So I think that plays a role as well. And really, at the end of the day, I think that Manny Bowen will be a big part of this Penn State defense. But after listening to those guys, Dustin, I don't think it'll be. I would look at maybe the Ohio State game or maybe the start of October before we actually see him in a legitimate spot. Unless Penn State really gets in trouble, then things might be quickened.
Yeah, I think all that could be true. I also feel like it's a win-win-win to downplay or really create a situation where there's zero expectations.
Right.
It keeps fan expectations in check. I'm sure at some point in James Franklin's mind, he considered opponents and not giving them too much what to expect. And at the same time, by saying you expect nothing, you kind of lay down the gauntlet for Manny himself to, you know, this isn't the end of anything. This is the beginning of something new for him.
Right.
This isn't the finish line for him. This is the starting point. So all of that establishes all the right expectations, I think. And I think it was just pretty clear that they're just trying to relay to people that this is not the savior of our linebacker position.
Right.
He's back. I don't know what he did to miss two bowl games, to get suspended, to get kicked off the team. I don't know what the list of things that he had to do to get back was. It's all big mystery.
Right.
So without that context, I just have no idea what to make of him getting this opportunity. But it seems like there's a good chance, just like all of us, that he could be better for it in the end. You know, I think sometimes a lot of us, we just don't appreciate situations until they're maybe taken away from us. So yeah. The hope, I guess, is that Manny Bowen can do that. And let's just say, Greg, that Manny Bowen is back and pretty early in the year, he's his old self again. What does this linebacker depth chart look like? Because it could go either way at this point, where you're not deep enough and then maybe you're too deep.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I think, doesn't it feel a lot like the wide receiver group, Dustin, where you have a whole bunch of guys and you're not exactly sure how you're going to get them all on the field? That's the first thing that came to mind to me. You have Jan Johnson, Koa Farmer, Cam Brown, and then veterans like Jake Cooper, and then you have, of course, Jesse Lucada and Micah Parsons. You now enter Manny Bowen into that mix. I mean, at some point, you are going to have to decide who you're. It's almost like similar to the offensive line, and really, these are the questions that are going to define Penn State's season. Can, number one, the coaching staff pick, as it relates to the offensive line, the best five, and as it relates to the linebacker group, the best two or three, depending on whether they're in sub package or not, the best ones to start, and then are those going to be the right picks, and will those guys produce all season long? That's going to define Penn State's season, as far as I'm concerned. So what Brent Pry has to do now, and he's very nonchalant as it is, but he was particularly nonchalant about the fact that he's not in any rush to decide who his best three are. I mean, I think most would assume that at this very moment in time, Koa Farmer and Cam Brown or two of the three. The third one, I mean, Jan Johnson got a lot of praise. I don't think it's Jake Cooper, and I'm not sure Lucada and Parsons will both or either be ready to step into a quasi-starting role right out of the chute. So I would assume it's those three. Bowen eventually works his way in, and I do think Parsons and Lucada, rather, see snaps and certainly see a lot of action this year. But I don't think it'll be necessarily right away. However, the opponents might factor into that too. Penn State's blown out App State or Kent State or Pitt or Illinois. Then you could see maybe those guys get more earlier in the game snaps.
It's definitely a situation where you can see week 1 to week 12 being very different.
Sure.
I think we framed it in that context before. I don't think James Franklin or Brent Pry said anything this weekend to suggest otherwise. If you're a betting man, is Jan Johnson your guy in the middle?
I don't bet, but if I did, I'd probably go with him. I mean,
yeah.
I thought it was interesting that Manny Bowen is carrying 238 now. That's about 12 pounds heavier than he was last year. I thought that might mean a move to the middle. Our colleague Bob Flounders doesn't think so at all. He just thinks nature took over and it is what it is. But I think it's just listening to the way that James Franklin has talked about Jan Johnson on more than one occasion, Dustin, I do think that there's probably a better than average chance that he's the guy in the middle when the game, the ball goes in the air against App State on September 1st.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking Penn State football, coming off of Media Day weekend, where we got some actual information. I think we've been speculating and discussing, especially the Manny Bowen situation, for weeks now, since that cryptic Instagram post. Now it's proof that there was something to that.
Right.
To circle back on a timetable, Brent Pry basically saying he's going to rotate and get all these guys reps probably at multiple positions, and then in a week or two, maybe look to try to whittle down and start that decision-making process. That's mm-hmm. what I think he means by not being in a hurry. He's just watching and observing now, and they'll get in decision mode soon. The other big piece, I thought, another thing that we speculated about quite a bit was Connor McGovern and Michael Mennett, the idea of them flip-flopping. James Franklin had mentioned it at least a couple times. He mentioned it multiple times, that idea. And sure enough, day one of camp, McGovern was there at guard and Michael Mennett was at center. And really, it's a low-risk potential value add to the offensive line. And Matt Leingrober framed it as such, saying pretty much if it doesn't work out, we know exactly what they're capable of doing at their original spots. But it's not a secret that Connor McGovern has the physical skills in the frame that more translate to guard. And Michael Mennett is a little lighter, a little more athletic, and has the physical skills that more translate to center. So if all goes well, this little proposition has a chance to make the line better.
Yeah, no question. Again, I think to me it comes down to Penn State's going to have to decide whether or not they feel which they have to make a call, and it can't be the week before the season starts, because we've heard in the past from Herb Hand and then from Matt Limegrover and then from some veteran offensive linemen that some of the problems they run into is that they're making changes to their five. Now, sometimes this is injury related, but, you know, there were times in camp they're making changes to their starting five, you know, a week and a half before the season starts. Well, you're doing walkthroughs and stuff a week and a half before the season starts. You're not necessarily doing enough rep-wise to really gel, so then you're trying to really become cohesive as a unit during the season, and that's not in anyone's best interest, quite honestly. So I think what Penn State has is a chance to figure it out by the middle of August and say, okay, this is what we're going to do one way or the other, make the switch. And then they got to figure out right tackle too, because that's the one that nobody talks about. But it sounds like Chaz Wright and Will Fries are in one heck of a battle for that job.
Yeah, I was going to ask, yeah, know anything more about that situation than you did going into the weekend?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think we still are at the point where they're going to compete for it. I'm probably reading too much between the lines, but I would probably lean towards it being Will Fries, just listening to everything on Saturday. But that's just a gut feeling, not really anything substantial. I just think that it was a more highly rated recruit. Yes, Chaz Wright has the veteran and the age portion of it, but just what we saw from Penn State at the end of last season, I just felt like they were priming him to start this year. So I think it's his job to lose, but Chaz Wright certainly has shown that he's capable of starting if that's the direction Penn State wants to go.
I think it's interesting in these situations. It's hard to believe that the coaches don't have somebody that they would prefer seeing win a job. Right. And I think Will Fries is the guy that they prefer to see win. I think you're going to have that belief and have that desire and also remain open-minded about it. Like, I think Chaz Wright is going to get definitely a fair shake at it. But in a perfect world, I think for fans and for the coaches, Will Fries would do enough to slam the door on that competition and establish himself there and really be a starter for maybe 3.5 years in his career.
Yeah, and he's been, I mean, like I said, he's been pretty good when he's been out there. There's been times that he was a little bit maybe not what they expected him to be. But for my money, Dustin, I just think that he's probably the guy. And yeah, I agree. I mean, that they'll sit there and say, and of course they have to, but they probably believe it to some extent that there's an open competition and yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, when you recruit guys, you expect them to do the job. And I think that's what Penn State has here with Fries.
One other little housekeeping note, I guess. Braylon Franklin, no longer on the roster. I think a lot of people are linking it as a corresponding roster move for Manny Bowen. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. He's a kid who came in, didn't really have a home as a high school player, came in as a linebacker, was moved to defensive end, and now no longer on the roster at all. We don't really have an explanation for that yet.
Well, I mean, to me, it's just I don't think he ever was going to be able to get in a situation to play at Penn State, quite honestly.
That is a tough spot to start from scratch right now. The defensive, I mean, there's not maybe a deeper position on the roster.
No, and I mean, it's not only that. It's also the fact that, you know, Penn State clearly didn't know where it wanted to play him. It kept moving him around. It kept changing his weight. That's not a way to get on the field at the college level.
We will take a quick break. We're going to come back with some more little news items from Penn State Media Day. We'll also tackle the Urban Meyer situation at Ohio State. Stick around.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.